I was privileged to visit El Salvador in 2014 to see where Archbishop Romero ministered as Archbishop of San Salvador during the time of a violent civil war. We also visited the small apartment where Archbishop Romero lived at the time of his assassination. I was surprised at the simplicity of his living quarters. This powerful and influential archbishop lived very simply. His life was not filled with unnecessary distractions. Instead, the focus of his life was on his ministry to the church and to the people of El Salvador. His small apartment consisted of one room, a bath, and a small closet. In the main room were a single bed, a small dresser, a desk with an IBM typewriter, a lamp, a portable radio and cassette player, a sculpture of Mary holding her dead son Jesus, and a crucifix hanging on the wall. In today's gospel, Jesus teaches the parable of the rich man who tore down his barns to build bigger ones. Jesus tells his disciples, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist in possessions." When the rich man built his new and bigger barns, God said to him, "You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?" And thus it will be for all who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich in what matters to God. Is God truly our wealth, who we desire to possess more than anything else? I know I must ask myself that from time to time. What wealth or possessions do we hold on to that block our being aware of the Holy Spirit guiding us? Money is not the only kind of wealth. We can be wealthy in viewpoints we hold on to. We can be wealthy in our constant desire to eat or drink or perhaps even use drugs. We can be wealthy in how many text messages we receive. These and so many more ways of being rich can block our awareness of God and God's guidance of us. We should perfect the gifts, talents, and wealth given us, but we must hold those gifts lightly. They are God's gift to us on loan. We must eventually surrender those gifts to follow God more wholeheartedly, who entrusted those gifts to us for a time. Why should we want to live more simply, possessing less? By doing so, we recognize our dependency upon God and not on the things that we own. We say that God is first in our lives and not our possessions, and in this way we also open ourselves to Christ's Spirit guiding us. I spoke to a man who had a profound awakening that he needed to give some of his meager wealth to others. When given the opportunity, however, he was reluctant to do this and found ways of rationalizing his decision. It was very difficult for him to let go of even a small amount of his wealth, even though his small gift would have greatly benefited the life of someone else. Fasting can help us rebalance our lives. We are reminded when we fast to seek the bread that God can give us, rather than filling ourselves with earthly bread and wealth that can block God's life. Fasting can help sharpen our spiritual hunger. Hunger creates a spiritual emptiness to remind us how empty we are without God. We ask ourselves today, with what do we fill our lives? How are we wealthy? Does our wealth block God from being first in our lives? How can we allow our lives to become more simple, to allow God to become our true wealth. Early Christians and monks, even those today, own nothing. They do not fill their lives with what they do not need, but they are given what they do need to accomplish their particular ministry or work for the glory of God. If we fill up our lives with superficial things, then it is easy to block the one thing that really matters, our relationship with God. We may end up unable to advance God's reign or kingdom in our particular corner of the world because we are weighed down with so much that is not necessary.